before my dad died, we never thought about money. I mean, it wasn't that we were rich, but we weren't poor either, you know? We just were. We had a nice house. We had a hot dinner every night. We even went to Disneyland once, and I remember we got all dressed up for the airplane ride. We never really wanted for anything, except perhaps for a little more time together.
That's from the performance that you will see live from New York on December 3rd in movie theaters all across the country. You can go to glennbeck.com for all of the details. I want to talk to you about the Christmas Jars reunion, and author Jason Wright is here. The Christmas Jars tradition is what exactly?
Very simple. You take an empty jar, pickle jar, mayonnaise jar, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big it is, and you just dedicate your spare change to it each and every day. You don't need to write a really big check. You don't need to drop a $100 bill in it. It's your spare change. And that little act of daily sacrifice every day filling up that jar eventually accumulates into a pretty tidy sum of money to give away to someone anonymously
right.
on Christmas Eve.
Now, we all have one in my house. I have one in my closet. Everybody has a Christmas jar, and we fill it up, and then we go and put it on somebody's doorstep. The week of Christmas anonymously. We just, you know, it's great fun for the kids to be able to try to sneak it up to the house and leave it there. If you haven't started your Christmas jar at the beginning of the year, I think people would say, well, okay, that would be a good tradition to start next year.
That's right. I hear that a lot, and that's not true. Go right now, as soon as the program's over, find a jar, fill it up. Between now and Christmas, what have we got? Still 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Cheat a little bit if you have to. Go to the bank, get $20 for the quarters. To the right family in need, $20, $30, $40, $50 may not seem like a lot of money to you, but to a family who's just been, maybe dad's been laid off, maybe it's a single mom with a couple of kids, has no idea how she's going to afford to be able to put even one thing under the tree for Christmas, let alone some extravagant kind of Christmas that they don't need, but one thing with their name on it, $20, $30, $40, $50 in a Christmas jar given anonymously to them could change their Christmas, could in fact change their life, and they will pay it forward.
I will tell you that America, next week I'll share with you a story about the hardest Christmas that I had with my kids. It was the year that I was flat broke. It was the year that I got my daughter a bell. And actually, I mean, I found myself shopping at CVS, the drugstore, for Christmas, and I was so low. I remember that Christmas. I also remember the Christmas we did the Christmas jars. That first Christmas we did it, I remember my kids were still small enough where they were just wired. They couldn't wait. And we got out in the middle of the night and we parked the car a couple blocks away. And then we snuck up to the house, and the kids ran with the jar. I was afraid they were going to drop it, and it was going to break, and then they'd be broken glass, and then be a lawsuit. But that didn't happen. And I remember so vividly how great it was. Please, begin to start new traditions. This is Christmas Jars Reunion. It is the sequel to The Christmas Jars. You'll find it in bookstores everywhere. It is a fantastic book and a fantastic tradition. Jason Wright.
Thank you. And if you give a jar away or you get a jar, will you please visit my website and tell me your story? I'd love to hear them. I'd love to share them with other
people. Website is?
ChristmasJars.com.
Got it. Back in a